President Bush met yesterday with his economic team, the first time they've gathered since the start of the war in Iraq. Like everyone else, business people across the country are hoping for a quick end to the war. As the war loomed, companies delayed hiring workers or buying equipment for months. Now they're anxiously watching events unfold. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Many top executives stress they're hoping for a short war first and foremost because it would mean less loss of life. At companies around the country, employees have coworkers and friends who've been called up by the National Reserves, and they're concerned for their safety. But the war is having an economic impact as well. Stephanie Harkness is CEO of Pacific Plastics and Engineering, which she runs with her husband Jack and their 49 employees. Harkness says they've been struggling to avoid layoffs.
The decision that Jack and I have made is to forego our salaries in order to maintain the employee structure that we have here. And we're doing that out of our commitment to them. Some have been with us 14 years, which is our complete existence as a company. Now, can I do that forever? No.
The Monterey-based company makes a variety of plastic components for medical devices and computer-related products. Harkness says the problem is that many of her customers have put orders on hold in recent months as the country braced for war with Iraq.
I've got the highest backlog I've ever had. All the projects that are waiting to be launched by customers who are unwilling to launch those projects until this war is resolved.
Economists say companies across the country have been putting projects and investments on hold, waiting to see what happens in Iraq. For manufacturers, the timing is not good. Thomas Dusterberg runs Manufacturers Alliance, a Virginia-based research firm.
Well, in terms of the lead-up to the war, we're coming off nearly 3 years of recession and very slow growth in the manufacturing sector.
Dusterberg says the added drag created by the war could threaten some companies that are already on the ropes. The airlines are an obvious example, but the effect has been broader. Machine tool orders were down 25% in January. There's been weakness in commercial construction. Higher oil prices have hurt the plastics and chemical industries, and a handful of small steel makers and aluminum makers have filed for bankruptcy in recent months. So if the war drags on, more companies could lay off workers or go bankrupt or go out of business completely. Harkness says her company will survive, but she says a prolonged war might scuttle the projects her customers are planning.
It's absolutely possible that if the war continues and drags on for endless months, that we will lose these projects. They will not go to someone else. They will just die, which will then affect our business.
Of course, if the war ends quickly, pent-up demand might spur the economy toward recovery. But even if that happens, historically in the U.S., the short period of exuberance following the end of a war is not always lasting. It was the economic slump after the first Gulf War that's blamed for costing the first President Bush re-election. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.